the controlling brain of the underworld, but also the celebrated author of The Dynamics of an Asteroid, a book which ascends to such rarefied heights of pure mathematics that it is said there was no man in the scientific press capable of criticizing it. If I am spared by lesser men, one day we will surely cross swords. May I be there to see it, I said. But you were speaking of this man Porlock. Ah, yes, the so-called Porlock is a link in the chain, and not quite a sound link. He is the only flaw in that chain, as far as I have been able to test it. But no chain is stronger than its weakest link. Exactly, my dear Watson. Hence the extreme importance of Porlock. Encouraged by an occasional £10 note sent to him by devious methods, he has once or twice given me advance information of some value. I cannot doubt that if we had the cipher, we should find this communication of the greatest importance. Holmes flattened out the paper. Leaning over him, I stared down at the curious inscription, a series of numbers interspersed with the name Douglas once and Burlstone twice. What do you make of it, Holmes? It is obviously an attempt to convey secret information. But what is the use of a cipher message without the cipher? In this instance, none at all. These numbers clearly refer to the words in a page of some book. Until I know which book, I am powerless. But why Douglas and Burlstone? Because these words were not contained in the page in question. Then why has he not indicated the book? My dear Watson, your native shrewdness would surely prevent you from enclosing cipher and message in the same envelope. I shall be surprised if our second post does not bring us either a further letter of explanation or the very volume to which these figures refer. Holmes's calculation was fulfilled within a very few minutes by the appearance of Billy the page with the very letter that we were expecting, but his brow clouded as he glanced over the contents. Oh, dear me, this is very disappointing. Dear Mr. Holmes, I will go no further in this matter. It is too dangerous. I can see that he suspects me. He came to me quite unexpectedly after I had addressed this envelope intending to send you the key to the cipher. I was able to cover it up, but I read suspicion in his eyes. Please burn the cipher message which can now be of no use to you. Fred Porlock. I picked up the cipher message. I presume he is referring to Professor Moriarty. It's pretty maddening to think that an important secret may lie here on this slip of paper and that it is beyond human power to penetrate it. Sherlock Holmes leaned back and stared at the ceiling. He refers to a book. That is our point of departure. Now, what indications have we as to this book? None. Surely not. The cipher message begins with 534. We may take it as a working hypothesis that 534 is the page to which the cipher refers. So, our book has already become a large book. The next sign is C2. What do you make of that, Watson? The second chapter? But hardly that, if the page is given the number of the chapter is immaterial. Column, I cried. Brilliant, Watson. So, now, you see, we begin to visualize a large book, printed in double columns, each of considerable length, since one of the words is numbered in the document as the 293rd. Have we reached the limits of what reason can supply? I fear we have. You do yourself an injustice. He did not intend to send me the volume. His intention was to send me the clue in this envelope. He says so in his note. This would seem to indicate that the book is one he thought I would have. He had it, and he imagined that I would too. In short, Watson, it is a large book, printed in double columns and in common use. The Bible, I cried. Good, Watson, but not quite good enough. The editions of Holy Writ are too numerous. This is clearly a book which is standardized. He knows for certain that his page 534 will exactly agree with my page 534. Oh, but very few books would correspond with that. Exactly. So our searches narrow down to standardized books, which anyone may be supposed to possess. An almanac. Excellent, Watson. Let us consider the claims of Whitaker's almanac. It is in common use. It has the requisite number of pages. It is in double columns. He picked the volume from his desk. Here is page 534, column 2. A substantial block of print dealing, I perceive, with the trade.